Welcome to This Week in Palestine, service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for July 21st to 27th, 2012. A World Bank report says Palestinian economy is not ready for statehood. Meanwhile, Israeli settler attempts to grab more Palestinian land continues. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Let's begin our weekly report with the non-violent activities in the West Bank. Israeli forces attacked anti-wall protests organized in the villages of Bedain, Nabi Saleh, and Masara on Friday. IMEMC's Annie Shirley with the details.
In central West Bank, Palestinians organized anti-wall and settlement protests in the villages of Bedain, Lilain, and Al-Nabi Saleh. Israeli troops used chemical water in addition to tear gas to suppress protesters. Israeli and international supporters joined villagers after the midday prayers at all three locations. Troops used tear gas and rubber-coated steel bullets to stop the protesters. Many were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation and treated by field medics. In other news, Israeli soldiers attacked the weekly protests at Al-Nabi Saleh village near Ramallah, wounding four people, including a nine-year-old child. The villagers marched after the midday prayers towards the confiscated land. However, Israeli troops stopped them by firing several rounds of rubber-coated steel bullets and a number of tear gas canisters. Nine-year-old Mohammed Tamini was hit in his arm with a tear gas canister and was moved to the hospital for treatment. Three others were wounded with rubber-coated steel bullets. However, their wounds were described as minor. In northern West Bank, at the village of Kufur Kadum, villagers accompanied by international supporters were attacked with tear gas as soon as they reached the roadblock, isolating the village from the surrounding villages and towns. Local sources said that several residents were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation. Meanwhile, on Friday, in southern West Bank, several residents were also treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation when Israeli soldiers attacked the village of Al-Masra as they organized their weekly anti-wall and settlement protests, which called this week for boycotting Israeli products. Residents and international supporters marched near the construction site for the wall and were faced with tear gas fire by Israeli troops operating in the area. In prisoners' news, Akram al-Rakhawi, a Palestinian prisoner being held in Ramallah Prison Clinic, ended a 102-day hunger strike on Sunday, which aimed to increase attention to the plight of ill detainees. Al-Rakhawi, who was arrested in 2004, stated in a letter to the Palestinian Minister of Detainee Affairs that prisoners languishing in the clinic of Ramallah Prison have been suffering medical neglect by Israeli prison authorities. He claims their medical needs are being neglected without regard for international humanitarian law. He also stated that there is an international moral responsibility to end disregard for prisoners' lives, especially those suffering from serious illness and disability. Al-Rakhawi suffers from diabetes, asthma, and osteoporosis, and ended his hunger strike after the Israeli authorities agreed to release him 6 months early in January 2013. For IMEMC News, this is Anne Shirley.
Relations between the European Union and Israel are to be upgraded. Meanwhile, a World Bank report said the Palestinian economy is not good enough for statehood. The details with IMEMC's Deanna Barry.
The European Union said it will upgrade relations with Israel. The upgrade will offer improvements on both trade and diplomatic relations, including upgrades on migration, energy, and agriculture. The move follows Israel's inclusion into the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development in late 2010, and is a revival of plans to upgrade relations that were suspended following Israel's attack on the Gaza Strip between December 2008 and January 2009. On the other hand, the Arab League announced this week that it will unanimously support the Palestinian bid for statehood recognition in the United Nations General Assembly. The upcoming General Assembly vote on September 5th will not give Palestine a seat or a vote at the UN, but it will grant them non-member status as an observer state. Also this week, the World Bank released a detailed report concluding that the economy of Palestine is unsuitable for statehood and incapable of sustaining itself without foreign aid. The 181-page report concludes that the Palestinian Authority has not done enough to build a prosperous economy despite its success in constructing institutions of government. The World Bank made no attempt to avoid the fact that Israeli policies are primarily responsible for the stagnation of the Palestinian economy. However, poor leadership and planning in Ramallah have also taken their toll. In the meantime, the United Nations Special Coordinator for the Middle East Peace Process, Robert Seri, stated on Wednesday that no breakthrough has been made in restarting dialogue between Palestinian representatives and Israel. The Palestinian delegation is still refusing to return to talks without a halt to the construction of settlements in the West Bank, including East Jerusalem, which violates international law. Israel is refusing to return to talks unless no preconditions are set enabling them to continue to build settlements and further annex East Jerusalem, which is occupied territory under international law. The United Nations Special Committee on Israeli Practices in the Occupied Territories issued a statement against the arrest, detention, and mistreatment of Palestinian children by the Israeli military. Ambassador Palitha T.B. Kunoa of Sri Lanka reported on the plight of Palestinian children who are mistreated by Israel from the moment of arrest, saying that large numbers are routinely detained. Children's homes are surrounded by Israeli soldiers late at night. Sound grenades are fired into the houses. Doors are broken down. Live shots are often fired. No warrant is presented. Children are tightly bound, blindfolded, and forced into the backs of military vehicles. Additionally, Kunoa noted that families are insulted, intimidated, and sometimes physically assaulted during the arrest of their children and are not allowed to accompany them during transport or questioning. Transfers can last for hours and often include stops in Israeli settlements, at checkpoints, or military bases. The committee's view is that this is an unacceptable practice, one that Israel must end immediately. For IMEMC News, this is Diana Berry.
Israeli settlers set up mobile houses near Bethlehem, and the Israeli military attacked several Palestinian neighborhoods, detaining several West Bank residents. The details and more with IMEMC's Alec Gutcher.
Israeli settlers seized Palestinian land in several areas around the West Bank on Sunday and Monday. On Sunday, near the village of Yatta, south of Hebron, Israeli settlers from the illegal settlement of Susia seized Palestinian land and placed a power generator there in advance of plans to expand the settlement in the area. This was followed by additional 12 acres of land confiscation in the Jordan Valley and the area south of Bethlehem on Monday. The Israeli military stepped up its presence and military actions by raiding homes in Hebron. Security sources reported that Israeli forces increased their presence in Dura and Ras al-Jurrah neighborhood in Hebron, placing military checkpoints at the entrance of the city. Israeli forces raided several neighborhoods in the areas in and around Hebron on Wednesday, detaining 9 Palestinians in the process, while Israeli settlers simultaneously attacked Palestinians, according to reports from Wafa and PNN. Israeli soldiers arrested 2 Palestinian children in the West Bank city of Hebron. 15-year-old Basil Mataria was arrested by a large number of Israeli soldiers after they raided his home. He was detained on the pretext of throwing rocks at the Israeli settlement of Kiryat Arba. Sakir Sueti, who's 13, was also arrested after a raid on his family's home in Bet Awa, a village south of Hebron. The PPC told Wafa that the soldiers held his father at gunpoint, ransacked the house, and terrorized the family before taking Sueti away. A number of Israeli settlers set up mobile houses in the village of Al-Khader near the southern Palestinian city of Bethlehem. Ahmed Salah, coordinator of the Popular Committee Against the Wall in Al-Khader, told IMEMC that a group of Israeli settlers, accompanied by Israeli soldiers, arrived on Tuesday and Wednesday to the Batan al-Maisi area in the village and set up 10 mobile houses and electricity poles in a nearby location already occupied by settlers. For IMEMC News, this is Alex Kitchen.
And that was just some of the news from this week in Palestine. For more updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. Thank you for joining us from Occupied Bethlehem. This report has been brought to you by Hassan Kassis and me, George Rishmael.